Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Tetvav, chapter 15 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So this is perhaps the most infamous Perek in the life of Shaul, because it is the story of how Shmuel told Shaul to fulfill the mitzvah, of destroying the nation of Amalek. Specifically, he's told to destroy all the men, the women, the children, and all of their possessions. And the army of Shaul does kill just about everyone. It kills everyone except for the king and some of the livestock of Amalek, because they were saved to offer a sacrifice to Hashem. But again, very famously, Hashem was furious with Shaul that he didn't listen to the explicit command that Hashem gave him to kill every living being. And Shaul greets Shmuel regardless and tells him that he fulfilled God's command. Look, I killed the entire nation. But Shmuel responds with a fascinating pasuk. The Navi says, "Umeh kol atzon," which it seems to be that this is almost like a bit of a sense of humor that the Navi has, because the word "umeh" sounds like a sheep baying. And so he says, "Umeh kol atzon." Shmuel says to Shaul, "What is the sound of the sheep in my ears that I hear?" And Shmuel tells Shaul that he clearly didn't listen to Hashem, and therefore his kingship was rejected by God, and that due to his failure to follow the word of Hashem, that he would lose the kingship ultimately. And it's noteworthy because, as we mentioned a few prakim prior, is that he's told this in Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13 as well, but it would seem, says the Radak, that he actually had the ability to repent prior to this event, but now his fate was sealed. Shaul, regardless, still tries to ask for forgiveness, and he tries to repent, but it's too late since the kingship has been lost. He begs Shmuel for help, but as Shmuel leaves Shaul's presence, he grabs his robe and it tears a bit, and Shmuel turns around and says, "Hashem has torn the kingship away from you and has given it to someone worthier than you." And Shmuel then kills Agag, but our rabbis tell us that Amalek is able to live on because Agag, before this incident of Shmuel killing him, actually managed to get another woman pregnant before he died. And as a result, the progeny of Amalek continued. And Shmuel leaves Shaul's presence, and the Nevi tells us that Shmuel and Shaul never saw each other again, and that Shmuel mourned over Shaul and the loss of his kingdom. And with this, we begin to see the end of the reign of Shaul. And for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.